Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
Good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, as is highspeedweb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. Well, I tell you what, there's a lot of really cool things happening in Rock Hill, and this is one right at the top of the list. It's called lifelong learning. Everybody out there needs to shake up their brain from time to time to figure out, what have I missed that I now have an opportunity to learn about? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today, lifelong learning in Rock Hill. Dr. Dick McCoy is with us, the lovely Jan Phillips, along with the engaging Katie Conley from the city of Rock Hill. Thank you all for being here. Let's start, ladies, first. We're going to start with you, Katie, if you would. Tell us a little bit about you.
So I have been with the city of Rock Hill for 6.5 years now in Parks, Recreation, and Tourism. I run Fuel Park Recreation Center, help with senior adult programs, and a lot of special events with our department.
Oh, boy. Good for you. All right. Now, you're going to pass that right over to Jan. Jan Phillips is with us. Tell us a little bit about you, Jan.
Okay. For 30 years, I was a school counselor in Rock Hill, serving middle school students, and retired in 2010, and happy to be on this committee working with lifelong learning.
All right. And then the man, the myth, just Dick McCoy. How are you, Dick?
Good. I'm doing fine, Manny.
Tell everybody a little bit about you.
Yes, I am a retired pediatrician in practice here for 21 years. And then stepped back and went in a different direction. Been involved with Winthrop University. And through my membership on the graduate board, this is how I got involved with this whole concept of lifelong learning.
That's simple, huh?
That's right. Exactly. So that was probably about 3 or 4 years ago. And now it's evolved to what we're We started probably about 9 months ago, really got serious because the city of Rock Hill generously stepped forward.
All right, so somebody needs to tell me, where did this all start? I was mentioning to you before we went on the air that the first time I ever heard the phrase lifelong learning was when Dr. Tony DiGiorgio was here, and they were talking about the creation of what is now University City right there on White Street, and how it'd be nice to have a residential community there of those who were 55 plus or 60 plus that could interact and enjoy all the aspects of Winthrop University and have lifelong learning. So somebody tell me, where did this got started? Katie?
Dick, actually, I think you'd be a great person to tell the history of how this...
Go ahead. Probably about 30 years ago, there was a national movement about lifelong learning. And there was a foundation, the Osher Foundation, and they started funding various programs around the country. There are about 110 Osher Lifelong Learning Institute programs, or OLLI, O-L-L-I. People maybe have heard of that. There are actually four here in South Carolina. It's Furman, Clemson, Coastal Carolina, and USC Buford. So they provide funding. They provide a lot of guidance. We are following the pattern that Osher models. So we are, in the future, this is kind of an aspirational thing, we would like to become an OLLI program. But we're in the early stages of that, and Wofford University has been a great partner helping us get off the ground.
So you're being mentored, essentially.
Exactly. We have, in fact, Katie has worked with the director, Morgan Jordan, and then one of the founding members, Dr. John Simmons, who is a retired family practice physician, has been so helpful. And they're both coming for our kickoff event on January 28th as our guest speakers.
So up to this point, we've just been trying to put the nuts and bolts together as to how this is going to work. All right.
Exactly.
So we're launching it now, Katie, here this month or next month or whenever?
Yes. So the very first day of Lifelong Learning at Rock Hill is on February 11th.
All right.
And it will run through April 1st.
Okay.
Our classes are offered Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 10 a.m. until 11:30, and then again from 1 p.m. until 2:30 for an eight-week semester.
All right. So who decided what we're going to be offering for Lifelong Learning 101 in Rock Hill?
That's a great question. I'll tell you a little bit about that, and Jane, I'll let you speak about some of our courses too. But we have a committee of volunteers from the community made up, of course, of Dick McCoy, Jan Phillips, Jody Steele, some members from our senior advisory committee, and PRT staff members.
All right.
And as a group, some of us new people who we've talked to and have said, I really want to teach a course. We did some marketing to ask for instructors from the community to step forward if they were interested. We've been working with Dr. Meg Weber at Winthrop University, and she's put together a wonderful course called Great Americans, and there are six different professors from Winthrop who are going to come and speak about a different figure in United States history. So those are just a couple, but I'll let Jan tell you a little bit more about those.
All right, Jan, take us through the rest of this. This is interesting. Go ahead.
All right. I want to back up for just a minute and say that when about a year ago when we went to Mayor Geddes and made a presentation to him about the possibility of doing something like lifelong learning, he listened very eagerly, and his comment at the end of it was, this is great. When can we start? And he assigned it to Katie Conley, who has just taken the ball and is a great leader with us. But to some of our courses, one of them is called Aging and Spirituality. It's a course that's going to be taught for 6 weeks by two sisters from the Oratory. And in that class, they're going to teach us about what it means to age gracefully and how to keep our brains active and just keep rowing north as we get older. Another one is Arts and Crafts for Everybody, in which people will make a different craft each week. And that will be done by some Parks, Recreation, and Tourism staff members. Katie told you about the Great Americans course. Another one is Technology at Your Fingertips, which is going to be done by the library staff.
I can imagine that class will be sold out.
Yes, that's the truth. They're calling that one Becoming a Virtual Library Ninja.
Oh, my.
And as everybody knows, the libraries are changing greatly.
So absolutely,
they
are.
So you don't just go in and check out a book, but there are multiple ways of learning how to use
libraries. You can do it online. You just sit at home and put it online. Just go pick the book up. I mean, it can't make it any easier.
Exactly.
I'm with you.
Exactly.
Research online. Boop, 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 boop. My brother-in-law told me, who's got his PhD in experimental pathology, which is way over my pay grade, he said, if I had the technology back then when I was doing my PhD work, and you probably relate to this, Dick, I could have done it in probably a year or two faster because I wouldn't have had to do all this going to the library, pull a book out, go through it. I could have find it all instantly on the Internet.
That's true.
Interesting. So that's a good course.
Yeah, that's
good course.
A very popular one. Another one that Pat Grant, who's somebody that's lived in Rock Hill a very long time, Pat Grant is going to teach a class called York County History.
Oh, I think that would be fabulous.
Yes, 6 or 8 weeks of history of York County, and that one's filling up fast.
You know, one of the greatest stories about York County is this university right across the street here. Why did it end up here versus somewhere else? There's a great story there. Great
that,
story.
That course that Jan's talking about will have field trips.
Oh, really?
We're actually going out to various places, so that'll be a
good,
an added benefit.
Good.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jan.
All right.
You're on a roll here.
Another one, getting more from your financial plan, and this specifically talking about people in our age range and what we need to know about what we should have done or what we still could do about our financial plan in the golden years.
Yep.
Let's see. On Wednesday, advocacy for your own health care.
Well, boy.
A young woman
Very important.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, if you go to a hospital today and you don't have somebody from your family by your side, I don't care what hospital it is.
That's right.
You're making a mistake, right, Doc?
Yeah.
Evidently, there's a lot to learn because it's a 6-week class.
That'll just be touching the surface. Go ahead.
I know. Okay, let's see. I'll tell a couple more. Fraud and scams in today's world.
Oh, my gosh.
One of the people on the committee has put together a variety of people from the Postal Service and Social Security and Medicare and Sheriff's Department and Winthrop and Police Department on how to protect yourself from
fraud. It's amazing how many people are sucked into this stuff. It's just, yeah, okay. Well, you've got a broad range. Anything else we missed?
Well, you're missing a few others, but let's see. One I'll throw in that I know a little bit about. A veteran IB teacher from Northwestern who's retired now is going to teach a class called Not Your High School Poetry Class. And in that one, she's going to teach us to decipher poems of our own and find the meaning and not just be told what they mean.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. All right, so these classes, your committee, Katie, came up with these ideas. Did you kind of throw it out to a larger group to see whether or not these courses made sense? I mean, before you published it and put them out there as courses you're going to offer?
We didn't do a large group of people, but we definitely presented it to our advisory committees to see is there interest, and we all agreed that each of these are unique and very different. We've seen with our registration numbers that some are more popular than others, but all of them have registration so far, which tells us that we nailed it.
You nailed it.
Because we're meeting a lot of different interests.
All right. Well, you've mentioned the magic R word. Talk to me about registrations. I mean,
yes.
People have already signed up for this
sure.
stuff. It starts again in February.
Yes. So registration's happening
11.
Now.
Okay.
It is $50 to be a member of Lifelong Learning. That's an annual membership. So it will give you the opportunity to register for courses this winter and again in the fall. That also includes parking. It includes lunch and learn opportunities, and right now we're looking at about 4 of them during the course of our winter semester, 4 lunch and learns. We'll probably have some more throughout the year between the semesters just to keep people engaged and active in the program. It will include all of their course catalogs, of course. They'll get the next one in the mail since we're getting kicked off here. Coffee. And Starbucks, actually, from Cherry Road and Hurlong are providing coffee for our sessions. And we're very excited about that.
She's snapping her finger.
You know, one of the issues, one of the points of the Lifelong Learning Institute is to build a community. And so the social aspect is so important. And having a coffee hour was probably one of the first things that some of the program directors pointed out to us. Said you need to have a coffee maker, coffee machine, and we'll set that up before class, and then it'll be available over the lunch hour. So that's one thing that will be included.
Which makes perfect sense, because if it's one thing that Rock Hill has done so well, whether it's intentional or unintentional, however it happened, is we do have a great sense of community here.
Mm-hmm.
And all these things that are happening are partially a result of that great involvement of the community, willingness to get involved, do things, whether it be lifelong learning, whether it be building, the university city. I mean, whatever the project is, Rock Hill gets involved. But you got so many new people coming in here, you know. Nice to have an opportunity to get to know somebody else, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes, we're very
so
excited.
All these people who are going to be teaching these classes, mm-hmm. are they doing this out of the goodness of their heart, or do you have some kind of a budget where you have to pay them something? How's this happen?
That's a great question, and it's one that we talked about a lot. When doing our research with other programs, they almost all do something differently. What we decided on that would be the best fit for Rock Hill is that our instructors are doing this on a volunteer basis, and most of them do that. We are giving them, as a thank you for their time and their commitment to the program, an annual membership that they can use, or they can give it to a spouse or a friend. to take the courses themselves. We thought that would be a great way to say thank you for everything that you've done for us to make this program a great success.
All right, so if we have tickled somebody's fancy out there,
sure,
and they want to sign up for this, we got plenty of room, right?
Yes, we still have plenty of room. Okay. Yes.
Are we going to tell them to go online, or are we going to tell them to call? How do they do this?
A few options. So the best thing to do is go online. Our website is www.cityofrockhill.com/lifelonglearning. That will take them directly to all of our information. The course catalog is on that page. They can register online. If they have trouble or they prefer to speak to someone, they can call our offices, and we have staff that can help them right away.
You want to give me a phone number?
Yes.
Go ahead.
803-329-5620.
All right. Good. All right.
And, Katie, I believe that's a direct line into Fuel Park, isn't it?
It's actually the direct line to our PRT offices.
Okay, good.
And there are several of us who can answer questions.
Answer.
Okay, this is great. All right, we're going to take our mid-program break, and I'm going to teach you all a little thing that you have to learn here because you are at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Our program is presented, by the way, by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Thanks for our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Now, lifelong learning. If you come to Substation 2, this is the lifelong learning course you need to take. We prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right before your eyes. The magical way we do it is in these white letters, and we all say it together at the count of three. Get ready for the roar. Are you ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, garden, garden.
That's not bad. A-plus for all of you. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
I like the friendly service, and I like that the meat's fresh and the food tastes good. They slice the meat right there in front of you.
Man, it's just utterly delicious.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Now available from Founders Federal Credit Union, Cash In. Cash In is the newest way to fund Founders Loyalty Select, our highest yield savings account. Use your rewards earning Founders credit cards, and you can exchange your CU rewards points for a deposit to your Loyalty Select. Log into Founders Online to redeem your points today. Relax. Cash in your points. Account restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good Pharmacy, taking care of families for four generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. We have six pharmacists that are knowledgeable, friendly, and ready to get to know your family and their needs.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration. When you are faced with damage to your home, there is only one company you need to know, Paul Davis Restoration. Only one company with 50 years of corporate support and 20 years of local presence. Only one company with 8 trained and certified water mitigation techs on call and ready to respond to your loss 24/7, 365. There is only one company you need to know. Call Paul Davis Restoration, 803-329-1140.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
It's just always a great, consistent meal.
Enjoy the Italian sub with the salami.
I enjoy just the atmosphere.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, a table full of knowledgeable people. We have Katie Conley from the City of Rock Hills PRT, Jan Phillips and Dick McCoy, two interested citizens trying to do something neat here in our city to engage a lot of people so they keep that thing going in their head called a brain, which is very, very important. And we're talking about lifelong learning in Rock Hill. It's a new initiative that kicks off here on the 11th of February. If you'd like to get involved, it's pretty simple. Go online to cityofrockhill.com/L lifelong learning. He would never be able to get in lifelong learning. Charlie Ruffalo hasn't learned anything in his regular life. forward slash lifelong learning. Okay. We'll try to get serious again, which is very hard to do when you got a crowd like this behind you. All right. So I want to ask you, Dr. Dick McCoy,
yes.
This whole business about keeping your brain interested in the world and what is going on isn't something that should just stop when you stop working. True or false?
Exactly true. Exactly. Humans by nature are a curious bunch, some more curious than others. But what we want to inspire and help people remember is that as we move along in life and approach retirement or retire, that suddenly we stop doing things like that. We will continue to learn. It will give purpose to one's life. It will open up a whole new community for you from your workplace or other groups that you're with. It will stimulate your brain, which will add to a longer, enjoyable life.
Yeah.
That's our goal.
Because once his brain stops ticking, it doesn't take long for the rest of the body.
It just withers, right.
Yeah, the rest of the body just begins its own shutdown mode.
Yes.
Okay, so the other part of this thing that I think is really interesting is you want to, I guess, create amongst this group a sense of community, that
yes.
you are here in Rock Hill, and we are glad that you're here.
Yes.
Go.
I definitely do. So part of my job is to provide programming for senior adults. And since I've been helping with the promotion of this program, I've had a lot of people ask me, well, is this something new to Rock Hill? Has Rock Hill been offering programs for adults in the past? And the answer to that is yes. We have a very large group called the Owls Club. And the Owls Club is very recreational. We have programs every single day at our recreation centers that are sports and games, and we travel, and we go to the movies, and we go out to dinner. This, to me, is a completely different type of program to offer that same group of people, that same age group of people. But this offers, like Dick was saying, this is a sense of community. You're a member of this program. It's keeping your brain active, your body healthy, and just opening the doors to a whole different world than what we and PRT have offered before. So we're very excited to engage all of the people we've been engaging, but also all of the new people that we're bringing in through this program.
The other thing is, I think too many times, too many seniors, as you know, their kids grow up and they go off in their own way, and they kind of end up by themselves. They may lose a spouse, so all of a sudden they're alone, mm-hmm. which is terrible.
Right.
This is a way to take a step forward and solve that problem, because I'm sure once you get engaged in something like this, all of a sudden your perspective is going to change dramatically about mm-hmm. how bad you think things are. All of a sudden they're going to become a little bit better.
Yes, definitely. And even to speak to that, you know, this is going to be a great way to make new friends and make new connections and find that person, you know, a new best friend or something like that who shares the same interests as you that you probably never thought you'd meet later in life.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Go ahead, Jan.
We've gone to Park Point Village, and we've also gone to Westminster Towers. And to the point of people wanting to continue to learn, one of the things that we found out in talking to those groups of people who are at the Towers or at Park Point Village is they want to know, how am I going to get there? If I want to do this, is somebody going to help me get there? So I think there are great opportunities for a lot of those people who are wanting to participate in this program, and they're begging their directors there, help us get there, which is another thing that we've talked about a little bit, and that is the free ride bus system. So we are promoting that, you know, as a way to get from point A to point B, which is right across, the hub is right across the street from the sports and events center.
I did a Straight Talk show live from MyRide.com. I took a bus and went around all the town with me and the mayor and a few others. It was great.
Yeah.
I mean, quietest vehicle. It's quieter than my own car. All righty. So we haven't talked a lot about these lunch and learn programs, which is, I mean, all these different things that are going on are going to be happening in different places. Is that no?
It'll actually be at the Rock Hill Sports and Event Center.
Uh-huh.
So we're very excited about that. It's just opening up, and so we're going to be one of the early participants in it.
Yeah, boy, I tell you what, that's a whole lunch and learn program right there.
Yeah.
So they're going to hold them right there.
Yes,
all right.
We
okay.
are.
Good.
Yes.
And that's where lunch and learn will be held as well?
Yeah. So
exactly.
You can imagine there's some people that are taking two courses on a Tuesday or two courses on a Wednesday. So they go to a course, and then there's an hour and a half break for lunch. And they want something to do. So one of the things that we're going to offer are lunch and learn programs, and there's no additional cost for those. And a couple of the ones that we have booked already, Judge Carolyn Rogers is going to a program that she's entitled Everything You Wanted to Know About Probate But Weren't Here to Ask.
Way to go, Carolyn. I love it.
Good title. Good title.
So
that's, fortunately, that will be for people who are still here to ask questions and learn.
I tell you what, I've done many a program with her and this whole business. It's amazing how many people do not have a will and have no concept of what's going to happen with whatever they have if they haven't got a will. I mean, basically the state of South Carolina is going to take it and do with it what they want.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want that.
That's
you
right.
do not want. That's great.
Yeah. So let me tell you about the second one.
Well, tell me about the second one, Jan.
The second one. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
The actor Morgan Freeman's son lives in Rock Hill. His name is Alfonso Freeman. He has starred in, but he has served with his father in Shawshank Redemption a couple of others. I can't remember which ones right now.
But that's the main one.
Anyway, Alfonso Freeman and his wife live in Rock Hill, and he's going to do a lunch and learn session on his own acting career and his dad's acting career.
That'll
that's going to be a lot of fun.
That'll be fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got to get him on Straight Talk. I mean, that's, I don't want to hang around with these lugheads. I want to hang around with somebody important. All right, so what have we missed here?
And the other one about the hospital. What are they doing?
We don't know yet.
Okay. All right. Another couple of lunch and learns that are scheduled.
We will not lack for topics.
Right.
I mean, there are more things going on in Rock Hill covering a broad range of interests and topics that you could shake a stick at. Go ahead, Katie.
So, speaking of topics and instructors, since we launched this program, we've had about five or six instructor applications come in that heard about our marketing for membership. So that's fantastic. So if there's anyone out there listening who has an amazing topic that they'd love to share with the public and be a part of this program, visit our website, which again is www.cityofrockhill.com/lifelonglearning. And on that website is a link to fill out an instructor form. And we would love to see what you have to offer.
Good. Great. Well, you all have done a great job. I think this is exciting. Maybe we can do an update on this Palmetto Mornings or something just before you kick it off on the 11th of February, because this is something everybody needs to get involved with. And I'm sure you've got, what'd you say, 80 or 90 people already signed up for this?
Right before I left to come here, we had 87 members.
All right, well, once those 87 get in there, all of a sudden, kaboom, they're going to go out and they'll be your best disciples, and you won't know what to do with the crowd. Exactly. All right, well, that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Thank you, Dick McCoy. Thank you, Jan Phillips. Thank you, Katie Conley. And thank you, Lifelong Learning in the City of Rock Hill. Great. And that'll wrap up our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Now, what these lugheads are capable of doing, which is not lifelong learning, they can, because they like to eat, remember where the best place in Rock Hill is to eat. All right? So here we go. One more time, we're going to tell everybody why fresh subs and salads are the specialty here at Substation 2. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
That's the way it should be done. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.